Previously on I Was But Now I Am.
Just for the record, my mom is half white.
You guys don't have kids.
No kids.
Okay, so your husband does have three kids.
Three kids.
Yeah, and why haven't you guys have kids?
The problem is me.
So there was some tension on set with the person that you just spoke about.
There's tension. There has been tension way before set.
We're gonna switch gears, and this might be something that might be a little bit hard to talk about, but maybe not. So we're gonna talk about your hubby.
Okay.
And the rumors that have been going on about, you know, him being, you know, having infidelity issues.
Yeah.
And there were, not one time, but twice, there were names that were dropped. I'm not going to say a name, but names that were dropped.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that you were just not feeling it and things happened. And so tell us about the infidelity, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, it was a rumor. He was the most recent one in the Easter time just gone by here. It was in Jamaica with a female.
Yes.
Apparently the female is from here in Canada.
Okay.
Mississauga to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
How do I feel about it?
No, honestly, how do you feel about it? Because you can't be like, he's your man.
Meditate, get up in your zone, stare up in the mirror, see your face, see your eyes, see your soul, get to know who you is, only one like you is, be familiar with I, no one like I, and I, no one like I is.
Rolling.
Hey y'all, it's your favorite flower. My name is Flower Price, and welcome to your new favorite show.
I was, but now I am.
I handpick all of our guests, and our first guest today is known for making a grand entrance. Her long legs, her beautiful captivating smile with filters, and also her mysteriousness. The dancehall world loves to hate her, and they also love to shade her. She is a model, a socialite, and an entrepreneur. Please help me welcome my pretty Nelly Dime Doll. No, honestly, how do you feel about it? Because you can't be like, he's your man.
We have an open relationship.
Okay, then. That explains.
I give my husband permission to have a relationship.
That explains.
Controlled relationship.
Okay.
What I can't deal with is a girl seeing me and coming in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that he's sleeping with Jenny G and...
Okay.
I'm cool.
Okay. But...
People jumped up. If you can remember, my party was to take place in the same period of time.
Flair.
Fashion flair.
Yeah.
Everybody assumed that I canceled the party because of the cheating bullshit.
Mm. Why did you cancel?
This is something I called my husband and we spoke about before I canceled it. Mm. I didn't even want to keep it last year.
Mm.
I wanted to leave the dancehall scene from last year.
Okay.
My husband was the same one who forced me, oh babe, just keep it one last time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he was trying to do this year, one last time. I said, okay, last time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought about it and I'm like, no. And then the whole politics and I'm going here and I'm here, people saying, oh, we're not gonna post fashion flair because Nelly don't post people party and Nelly don't this and Nelly don't that. I'm like, yo, what am I losing?
Yeah.
I could get a booking and make the profit because people think there's this big profit from dancehall parties. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not, the outgoings is this big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I decided to quit. And then it just, timing is everything. It just so happened that the infidelity came out in the same time.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh, it's because the girl, blah, blah, blah. No, if I was gonna make $10 million,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna let because you penetrate a girl, let me lose my 10 million. Are you crazy?
No, not happening.
I'm Gemini, I love money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna do that. It was planned long, long, long before all of that.
Okay, it just so happened. The timing.
And just for the record, mm-hmm. I knew about the girl mm-hmm. from she landed. Okay. Good.
Right. But so then that relationship with the girl in Jamaica, that wasn't the control, that wasn't controlled. That was just something.
Okay, let's put the marriage out of this now.
Okay.
And let's speak woman to woman.
All right.
If you're cheating, if you're seeing a woman's husband
mm-hmm.
and he takes you on vacation,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna want him to lock you in the room.
No, you're gonna
wanna go out.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are gonna say he didn't control the thing, how could he have controlled that?
Mm-hmm.
They were in Jamaica, I'm here in Toronto. I'm not seeing. Mm-hmm. They're gonna go out. People are gonna see them. It's not like she called my phone and be rude or see me and try to run up on me.
Okay.
So I think he controlled it. I just think people were damn nosy. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't the only husband down there flirting. So why they had to single him out? Because it's Nelly's husband and they just want to bash Nelly, right?
That's exactly it.
Okay, well, it's good. And I hope him find
10 more. And I want him to fix the 10 of them business.
And the whole of Toronto have heart attack.
Okay. But you stopped wearing your ring for a while. I think I noticed your ring being off sometime in April.
I only wear my ring when I'm going out. Mm-hmm. Like we're doing this now, or if I'm gonna go to a party, like during the day, mm-hmm. I don't, because the jewelers told me the liquid soap, the soap we bathe with, stuff like that, it takes away the sheen from the ring.
Okay.
So I don't live on it. Like, I've been wearing this for 12 years, so why mature it down for 2 months? Yeah. What a big deal.
Okay. Because for some reason...
It's too much of the palm of finger.
I know.
Tight sometimes.
And you got an upgrade.
Yeah.
You got an upgrade. Yeah. I did see that upgrade.
Yeah.
Because me personally, I was wondering what the fuck is going on, and I didn't see your ring. I felt heartbroken because I just don't like when people break up.
I mean...
I didn't know what was going on.
I got pissed off. I'm not going to act like I went hee 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 with the whole thing. I cussed because of the things that I was hearing and people jumping to conclusions and they didn't know what it was really. Mm-hmm. And then basically he was acting like he never cared about what people were saying. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't me who cheated. It was him. Mm-hmm. But yet still they were coming for me, trying to tear me down. So that's where I got mad. Now I'm like, why is everybody coming at me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I never did anything.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, we've been together 18 years and our relationship has been open. No one know if me, you know, but
he doesn't
want
to know.
Yeah.
They can't handle it.
Yeah, they can't.
Mm-hmm.
But I know. Mm-hmm. Like, I know.
Mm-hmm. So, because on Instagram, sometimes you throw your words. So
they think I throw words.
Well, it sounds like you do, because you say stuff like, and I'm paraphrasing here, you say things like, sometimes you have to step back and let whomever put whomever on a pedestal.
Yeah, and you know that caption was for my friends.
Okay.
It wasn't even for my relationship.
See,
because
that's what people are gonna
I went to New York and I have friends over there who are like, oh, Nelly, when you come, blah, 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 you know, we're gonna be this. And I went and I didn't even see some of them, not even for a second. So I'm thinking, okay, the people that you people praise, me just like a whole corner. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, I'm my husband good.
Okay. So when you say you have an open relationship now, does that mean that, obviously he doesn't want to know, but are you also into women?
I don't go out and say, oh, she's fine.
Yeah.
But I've had experiences.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll close that up.
I don't go out and look for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Body me say.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had experiences.
Okay.
The experiences has been good. I like to learn. I like to experience things for myself, mm-hmm. rather than be told, oh, you're going to feel like this.
Yeah.
So I'll try it, and if it's nice, maybe go back a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth and another time. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. I hear that, and but, it's understandable.
Yeah
man.
It's like, I wouldn't consider myself to be bisexual, because it's not like I go out there and lust like, nice, you know? No.
Right.
No.
I understand that.
But I've experienced that. Yeah.
And you hang around with a lot of openly gay people.
Yeah, because the gay people accept me from me.
Mm-hmm.
The so-called, quote-unquote, so-called straight people, them, I don't know what's going on in their heads, man.
They want to be more open. That's what's going
on. That's what's bugging them.
Yeah, they
want to be themselves, but they can't.
They can't.
They're worried about what everybody else is going to say.
That's exactly it.
Yes.
That's exactly it.
Yes.
So they hate on you because you're doing your thing.
Because I'm open with my thing.
Exactly.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Facts.
I like that you're opening up to us, and I thank you, because now I know that your hashtags are real.
Them proper.
Yeah, your hashtags are real. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let's talk about your image, your look, your hair, your makeup. Did you do your makeup today?
I did.
Looks really good.
Thank you.
Like live, guys, it looks like professionally done. It looks really good.
Thank you.
So you do your makeup every time? Like every time you're going
I've only gotten my makeup professionally done maybe 6 times in my entire life.
Oh, okay.
You're really. And I only just started wearing makeup 5 years now.
Okay, since you've been here.
Since I've been here. I'm not the makeup type.
Yeah, hey, neither am I.
I'm not.
Yeah. So your hair, it's natural?
Natural.
Okay. And you often have it cut very low. Sometimes you change the color, but you wear a lot of wigs as well.
Yeah, boy, I've been trying to grow up my hair. Every time it goes up to an afro,
yeah.
I get DMs, I get calls. Could you cut back your hair, please? Oh. I've seen designer bodies post me and people comment under it. Nelly, we prefer the bald head. Okay. Could you put the bald head, please? So I just wear the wigs when I'm tired of the bald head.
Hey, you gotta give the people what they want.
Yes, I gotta give my fans what they want.
Right, exactly.
Definitely.
So with your wigs now, I've seen you a couple of times go in and get it done, but do you fit them yourself?
No.
What do you do?
Big up Kerry, my hair stylist again.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever she stand up,
yeah.
Kerry big up herself. Yeah, Kerry, she does them for me.
From where?
You can. She's like 2 blocks from here.
Oh.
What's her name on Instagram again? Hairstyle_by_KC.
Okay.
Wow. Lace like.
Wow.
Baby ear like.
Wow.
Kerry sit on palm head like.
Wow.
People. Kerry do it again like.
You can follow her on Instagram. Bodies.
Yeah.
Sit down on your fire right there. So when she put on your lace.
Yeah, yeah. Your lace looks really, really, really good. But you would go out on the Friday, Saturday, and the Sunday. She just comes and does it for you each time?
I go by her house because, mm-hmm. like I said, she's just 2 blocks from here, and she does it. Doesn't matter what time, she accommodates me.
So what if she's out of town and you need it done? Can you do it yourself?
No, I rock the ball head.
Okay, now we know the secret. Okay.
Anytime I'm rocking the ball head, she's not around. She's not around.
But you prefer wearing your hair like this low?
Yeah, especially now.
Yeah,
when
it's hot.
It's hot.
Okay.
It gets boring though, because sometimes you still don't look. I mean, I go out and people are like, you look nice, but to me, like, the hair is gone.
Really? I can see your face more. It's more. You're more attractive without hair.
Yeah, but you still look naked without hair.
Yeah, I can see
with
what
the
you're
outfit
saying.
Is all posh, but you still look naked.
I see what you're saying, but I disagree.
You pop it. Why did you come in the wig today?
Well, because my afro is not tamed like yours. That's why I came in the wig today. That is why. That's real talk.
You know you have the mohawk down to a T.
Hey, you know what I mean? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying about with your hair. It's like
sometimes
the final
it's like
look. Yeah, it's the final look when you wear the wig.
It's a different look with the wig. Mm-hmm. It's good. It works. It works.
Okay.
It works.
Good. It works. Good. So your lashes, do you get sponsors, or your wigs, do you get sponsors? Because does Carrie Ann, is Carrie Ann, right?
Yeah, Carrie.
Does she make the wigs as well, or?
No, I get my wigs from Taz, QBS, in Brampton.
Mm-hmm. And then she
lashes. I wouldn't say sponsored, but he gives me them at a deal.
Okay.
So yeah, big up yourself, Taz.
Okay, so switching gears now, we're gonna go back to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
This January in 2019, mm-hmm. you didn't post it, but I saw other people posting your award for Gooda's of the Year.
Yeah, Gooda's Boat Ride, yeah, Scotch British Boat Ride.
Okay, so you got an award for that. How were you even nominated?
It was just a case where I say Alan Ladd came to me in the party and he's like, Nelly, you were chosen. And I'm like, ah? I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, they're going to call you for the award for Gooda's or the boat ride. I'm like, okay. And that was just it. I didn't even know there was nominations going on.
Okay.
I didn't even know.
That's interesting.
Kind of hurt a few people's feelings. I mean, yeah. I could have seen on some faces, you know. But
I love that. I love it. Monday.
Some faces were like, what? What?
Yeah. Yeah. And then while you were in Jamaica too, you did an interview for Official Zip 103
yeah.
FM. What,
mm-hmm.
what was that all about? Because I didn't hear.
I was hosting a party, John Wick. Big up my management in Jamaica, Junior Bloodlight Entertainment. It was called John Wick. It was the first official party. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Nelly was the host. So we had an interview with Zip. It went really good.
Yeah.
Like I got tons of followers after that interview.
Yeah,
and there's some rumors about my fake followers.
Well, what's a fake follower rumor now?
Let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. Camera, I have to look at mm-hmm. you. This producer lady introduced this buying of followers to me when she put me on the show. Yes, she did buy me a few followers.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, they came on their own.
Yeah,
you can tell.
Yeah, it's climbing because right now you're at 21K.
Yeah,
but I just checked it maybe like 3 weeks ago and you were a little bit lower. But yeah. it's climbing. It's getting up there.
It's going there.
It really is.
And I'm not buying them.
So with that, do you read all of your comments? Like when you post stuff, do you read your comments?
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard.
Not all the time.
You get like over 100 comments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes, not all the time.
Yeah. It's hard.
I hardly get any negative ones, I must say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think they're scared to say it. Mm-hmm. Good choice.
Yeah.
Do not say it. Block.
Yeah, right? Instantly.
Instantly.
Yeah. But on some of your posts, the way that you speak and the way that you write sometimes doesn't add up, but talking to you now, it does. But you've quoted, I would say, movies or something like that, because I did see on one of your posts someone commented underneath and said, oh, that's from such and such movie. So do you
You see more than me.
Do you
No, I've never quoted anything from any movie.
So everything that you write is your work?
No. Okay. Sometimes I see memes and I take lines from it.
Mm-hmm.
Songs but not movies.
Okay.
I'll take captions from songs but not movies.
Okay.
So the dummy who wrote that it's a movie, it's really a song.
Okay. So your brand again. You have your hashtags, no fake, Team Nelly, forever humble, and keep it 100.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you use forever humble and then kind of like throw your words?
Yeah, people keep saying I'm throwing words.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a public figure, you listen, it doesn't matter what you put up.
Yeah.
It's going to be shade you're throwing or you're pointing it at someone.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put a caption. I think most of my caption is to motivate. Some of them is flirtatious, mm-hmm. never throwing words. Like, for instance, when I put up singing the Shenzia song,
mm-hmm.
it's not hard for me to get another. I'm always singing.
Yeah.
As I said, timing is everything.
Yes.
So because of what was going on, they jumped on it. Oh, she had throw shade. Blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I don't throw shade.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't do lives.
Okay.
Because if I do lives, I'm going to be too real. And then I'm going to build a lot of enemies because I'm going to say exactly what I feel.
Mm.
So I don't do lives.
You heard it here first. That is the reason why she doesn't
do lives.
Yes.
The truth is going to box you in the face really hard. And then you know that's going to build enemies for me, right?
Yeah, but why do you want to hold yourself back? If you're speaking the truth, why hold yourself back? Talk the things.
I'm protecting my husband.
Okay.
You know, because of what he does.
Okay.
I don't want nobody to like
bash him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell him every day, you're saving these people.
Yeah. Well, one of your friends told me that you don't really even like dance hall. Like, you'd rather stay home, but it's because your husband, he likes it and he asks you to come out. Yeah.
He's like, you're my party, you have to come.
Yeah.
I'm not really into that dance hall foolishness.
Yeah.
There's just too many backbiting and hating for no reason.
Yeah, a lot.
So I'd rather to stay away. Mm-hmm. I'd rather stay home, drink some champagne and bless how we.
Yes. But when you
That's my entertainment.
I hear you. But when you guys do go out, you guys are like separated. Like, he's over there and you're over here.
He will walk up and down. People mm-hmm. have to understand that. Mm-hmm. I don't walk up and down.
Right.
They talk about that. Oh, she just come and she stand up one place. What do you want me to do? Parole the dance? Mm-hmm. It's not me.
Yeah.
It never has been me.
Right.
People who know me from Jamaica know that's me. I come to the party in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one person DM me from here one night. They said, do you ever go to the washroom? I'm like, I do.
Right.
If necessary.
Right.
But if I don't need to go, I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
That's how serious my standing is. I'm very observant.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hold a spot where I can see everything.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. So when you are in the dance hall, though, and you are hosting, I remember you hosting years ago, and I'm like, go on the mic. Go say something. You're like, no, I can't. I'm not like you. I'm like, just go. Just say something. And you were like, not say anything, but you had a party, I think it was your Fashion Flair party, and you got on the mic and I got to see like a totally different side of you, a personality, because it was your party.
It's my night. First and foremost, I want to thank all the guys for being here. You helped me get people to talk, that's all they're possible. Anyway, Mikey, thank you for being here. Everybody, y'all, thank you.
you went on the mic and you were just going off. How come you like don't go on the mic and when you're hosting?
I don't know. I don't want to be that host that talk. I want to be that host when people are like, oh, Nelly's coming out. I gotta see Nelly.
Right.
What is Nelly wearing tonight?
Right.
I mean, talking is a bonus. Oh, she talked. Somebody said that to me one night. Mm-hmm. You can talk?
Yeah. I don't
know. Like, yeah, I can talk because I'm never talking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that I can't talk. I'm a little bit shy.
Yes, we know.
I'm a little bit shy.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm getting over it.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm getting over it.
So up and coming, you have the all white Sexy in the Six.
Mm-hmm.
You will be hosting.
Yes.
Yes. So tell us, do you have anything special in mind or what's going to be happening there?
I'll be talking.
I'll
be talking at Sexy in the Six.
That's right.
I won't be just showing the dolly. I'll be talking.
Okay, good.
I'll be bigging you up, ladies.
Okay, good. That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear. Okay, so. On your Instagram, you always show us that you are working out and that you cook. You love to cook.
Love.
I heard that you love to cook and you make a mean oxtail.
Mmm.
Yeah, they told me you make
a mean
oxtail.
You're doing your interrogation, man.
Yes.
You're doing well.
Yes, thank you. So you make a mean oxtail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like cooking oxtail.
You like cooking oxtail?
My husband loves oxtail.
Yeah. Wow. So what else do you cook? What is your
I'm good specialty? At everything else. Let me just say what I'm not good at.
Okay.
Cornmeal porridge.
Okay.
I don't know. Every time for some reason I cook it, it has lumps in it. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Okay. I can't give you any
everything
more.
Else, I'm good. I'm okay.
Okay, good. So with all this cooking that you're doing, you work out because while we're sleeping, you're working out and you often say that.
When you're in the gym all by yourself, what? Where's everybody? Like, where is everybody? Even better for me, I can just get it. You know, it's like 4 a.m. in the morning. The gym is totally empty. Absolutely nobody. But this bitch gotta get it. Don't hate me, bitch. Do not hate on me.
Yeah.
Why are you up so early working out?
I like going to the gym when it's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I get to flow better.
Mm-hmm.
When it's too packed up, like you have to be waiting on the machines. Mm-hmm. I hardly use machines. I do a lot of free weights.
Okay.
Your muscles build better that way.
Mm-hmm.
But 4 o'clock in the morning for me is good
early.
Time. 3 o'clock in the morning,
wow.
I'll get up and I'll just jump up and I'm gone to the gym.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that early.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
You end?
Myself,
just like,
yeah.
Just you.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Sometimes I go to the gym, there's probably like 3 or 4 other people there,
mm-hmm.
but everybody's doing their own thing.
Okay.
And the gym for me has always been, I had an accident like 10 years ago. Both arms were broken.
Oh, wow.
My nose was broken, ribs was broken, one leg was broken.
Oh, my God.
After therapy, I had to be intense in the gym. So, like, the gym thing is not just because of the body situation.
It's a lifestyle now.
It's been a lifestyle for me.
But for the body, you have to keep it up. Like, you have
to. Yeah, a lot of girls fail to you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because the doctor tells us that the fat grows back so quick.
Okay.
When you do lipo,
yeah.
It's not even funny.
Okay.
So a lot of these girls think, oh, you know, I do it and that's it. Mm-mm. The hard work just started.
Gotta keep
it's
it
harder
up.
For the girls who do body to maintain it than the girls who are naturally.
Okay, so they have to work extra hard.
Extra hard.
Wow, you'd never think that, eh?
Just think about it. You have so much fat clumped in one place.
Mm-hmm.
So to build those muscles to keep that fat tight, it's more work than if it was just what God gave us, right?
Right. Speaking of God, you're very spiritual.
Very.
Yeah.
Fearing boy.
Okay.
That's why I don't box over some people long time.
I hear you.
I'm scared of the repercussions.
Yeah. You go to church.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you?
It's funny when I post that I go to church, nobody talks about that. But
mm-hmm.
you know, when I cock up and whine, they talk about it.
Mm-hmm. You know how it goes. Anything that's like positive,
negative,
like,
ah, they jump on it. Positive,
more.
They don't want to know.
Yeah. So do you meditate?
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Too much, I think.
Yeah.
too much.
Is it like a scheduled time, like when you wake up in the evening, or just all day?
Mostly, like I have scheduled times when I go to bed. You know, like anytime between 8 in the night and 12, you're not getting me.
Okay.
That's my sleep time, because I'm up like a raccoon from midnight till 4 in the morning.
And that's hence going to the gym.
Yes.
Okay.
Meditation, going to the gym, quiet time, reflection time.
Yeah. Do you like bubble baths?
I like bath, but my gynecologist keeps me away from that.
I hear you. I hear you. I like baths. I need to take more baths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it too, but I can't.
Yeah, I hear you.
Voila.
Voila. We're back. And, okay, so let's talk a little bit about clothing. I noticed that you are repping for an online boutique called Absolute Fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, do they sponsor you clothes, or how does that work?
Yeah, I'm their ambassador for their brand.
Nice.
Well, I don't know what I'm gonna do with clothes right now. They flood me with clothes.
Really? That's good.
Excuse me, but yeah, there's other offers too. Mm-hmm. But I have to let them understand that I'm already with Absolute. I can, you know, wear one outfit for you and whatever, but that's it.
Yeah.
But the clothes are coming in like,
whew. Yeah, and you like it.
And then I don't party that often, so like, when am I gonna get time to wear all these stuff? Like, yeah. I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah. So in terms of your personal style, would you say that you're fashionable, trendy, or stylish, or all?
In the trending, girl. Real number one trending. I'm trending.
Yeah. Yeah, you are trendy. You are trendy. I would say that you're trendy and you're stylish.
Yes. I got my own flavor too.
Right. For me, I think that being fashionable is like you don't just put on the clothes, you like add stuff to it and make it dramatic. That's me. To me, that's you.
That's you.
You're not like that. You're more trendy.
Humble.
And stylish.
Yeah, I'll wear what's in as is.
Yeah, yeah.
As is.
Yeah, but it fits you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wear
as long as it sits in all the curves and
that's
whatever,
exactly
I'm good.
It.
I'm good.
That's what you're known for, your curves.
I'm good.
Yeah, that's so not me. Like, sometimes
You like dramatic.
I do like dramatic, but when I try to bring it down, I remember going somewhere and someone says, oh, I thought you would be in, and I'm like, Can I live?
Can I live,
please?
Can I live a little?
So you got to give the people what they want.
You have
right?
to.
So the have dramatics to. All the way, right?
Dramatic.
There are a few people that have comments about you. One is J Logix. So J Logix said that you are an unlit firecracker. You have character and energy. There is potential when a firecracker is ignited. What do you say about that?
Factual.
Yeah.
I mean, I J Logix is somebody that I speak to, not every day, but when we talk for a period of time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's seen the flames.
Yes, he does see the flames. I can agree. I see them too.
Yeah, he's seen it.
So another question was, and I have to show you something here.
Hmm.
Okay, so the other question was, when did you start dancing? Because at Milk and Honey weekend, you went off, and I was told to show you this video here.
Can I tell you, I came back so sore because I'm not used to doing all of that, but hey, it was a girl's getaway.
Yeah.
It was my birthday getaway.
Yes.
And I decided I'm going to turn up and I'm going to put my booty up and I'm going to I came back in so much pain. Like,
too much
my husband said to me, what did you expect? You went to work out. Oh my God.
I love that. I love that.
I like it.
I like
it. Was good.
Yeah, I like
it. It was good. And the girls kind
of
cheered me on. Yeah. It was. Everybody was just dancing. Yeah. You had to.
Yeah.
If I stood there like I do in Toronto Dance Hall, I'd look like a statue. I had to.
Yeah, I hear you. But it fits you. It does fit you because usually we just see you standing looking extra pretty and, you know, seeing you like that, we're like,
Well. You see, it's all about your environment too.
Because
I felt so comfortable and loved where I was.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no reason to think, oh, if I do this, somebody's going to put it on the blog tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's married and look what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
In New York. I felt like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah.
I got away, boy.
They absolutely love you there. Yeah, you were talking earlier about the love and how in the States they just absolutely love you. The women there congratulate
yep.
each other.
Definitely.
What's the difference? And I already know, but what's the difference here in Toronto with the love, like the love or?
Toronto, they just hate on you. If they tell you you look good, the butt comes with it. You look good, but mm-hmm. I think they hear, but what about you look good?
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yeah.
You look good,
yeah.
Flower Price. You look like a flower today.
Mm-hmm.
Nelly, you look awesome today.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it moving. What happened to that? In New York, it's, oh girl, you look fabulous. Oh, your dress, and they're off.
Yeah, yeah. And it's
but then again, you have to think, maybe the girls who live in New York, maybe they are feeling the same way like how I feel living here in Toronto. Maybe if they should come here, the love that they're going to get, they're going to be like, oh, the love in Toronto was so real.
Yeah.
So then again, you never know.
That's true. So another friend of yours said that you are an introvert and that, you know, you're a little bit shy.
Yeah.
You'd rather be at home
mm-hmm.
watching cartoons.
True. And Tom and Jerry.
There it is. I was just about to say that. Tom and Jerry. We'd never know that about you.
Yes, I like Tom and Jerry.
Wow, that is very, very interesting.
Yeah,
very
I like Tom and Jerry.
They
My
also,
favorite cartoon.
Yeah. They also said that like when they talk to you on the phone, the only time that you'll kick them off of the phone is when
Coronation Street
comes on. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I don't care who you are,
yeah.
honey. When it's 7:30 or
yeah.
7, it's Coronation Street. Bye.
Yeah.
See you later.
Is that because you were in England?
England,
for so
long? Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I wish they showed Emmerdale here too.
Oh my! I don't even know what
and
that
EastEnders.
Is. Oh wow! I don't even know what that is. So is Coronation Street like a like
That's
like
an English soap. That would be like a Young and the Restless
okay.
kind of thing, but
okay.
English version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so funny. I would
I
never
Coronation
think that.
Street.
That is very.
That person
very funny.
Know what time it is,
right? They do.
Yeah.
So what does juju mean? And who do you call juju? The person said that you would do all of this.
Oh
so it worked.
My
it
God.
Worked. It
Can
worked.
I pop this out?
I can't.
No? Oh, I call my friend Marlon juju.
Okay.
What's the juju? I
what
can't.
Does it mean? You can't?
No.
Sorry, guys. I tried.
That's the secret between me and Marlon.
It's
I'm sorry.
It's an inside joke.
Yeah.
It's an inside joke. Okay. So, your friends also said that you're very caring and attentive and you're a very supportive person, you know?
Until you cross me.
Until you cross her, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I like that about you, I see that about you, I've never, like I said, I've never had any bad vibes with you. I could tell that you're shy. I
yeah,
could
very,
tell that you're very, very,
very shy,
even though you look the way that you do.
Yeah.
People would not believe that you're shy because I'm the same exact way. I'm an introvert too, and even though I'm all at AS, I'm shy.
Yeah.
I love being in front of camera.
Shy.
I love dressing up, but.
Me too. I love dressing up and all that, but I'm still shy.
Mm-hmm.
Very shy.
I hear you. So how are you going to get over your shyness?
It's coming out,
yeah.
like, you know.
It is.
It is.
It is coming out. So for the
I hide under the shades sometimes.
I hear that.
Or I look over the crowd,
yeah.
like you're not even there.
Yeah, I do that too.
That's what I do. I look way over the crowd.
I do that
myself,
too.
Look, it's just me
yeah.
and you here.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Yeah. Yeah. It as an introvert, it seems easier for me to do like this one-on-one. But if there's like maybe 5 or 6 other people here, I'd be
it's
like
hard.
So quiet. And people don't understand why. But it's just
That's me.
My nature.
That's me too.
Right?
Me
so in the next year, how do you want to elevate? How do you want to change mentally or physically or spiritually?
Like I tell my friends, maybe a year from now I'll be preaching, but preaching from the church pulpit, right? Because, boy, the end of the things that's going on around us now, we'd be stupid not to really look into it.
Mm.
I think God have a bigger calling for me than
yeah.
jiggling my ass and that type of stuff.
That's real.
I think I can captivate an audience without even speaking.
Mm.
So I think God want to use me. He's just not ready yet.
Okay.
Maybe in a year.
Yeah.
He probably will be ready. Maybe
yeah.
before.
Yeah.
But other than that, I have a lot of little things in the pipeline coming.
Okay.
Can't bail them out.
Okay.
Can't bail them teeth.
Wait for it.
it.
But they're coming.
Okay.
They're coming.
Good.
So we're just hoping for the best right now.
Yeah. Well, you are the best, so things will happen for you.
The best.
Yes.
Best.
So I want you to finish this question. If I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, I would be doing...
cleaning some old people's bum.
Yeah, because you have your...
Back to what I'm used to, qualified healthcare worker, y'all.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Not just a pretty face.
Right? More than meets the eyes. More than meets the eyes. Okay. But what would your dream job be? My dream job would be to...
What I want to do, I need money. Mm. I want to build this big old house for all the kids who don't have parents. And be the parents for all of them.
Really?
But I need money, y'all. Yeah. And it's sponsors out there.
That's
but like, seriously, I really, like, I mean, there's so many kids out there who, they're so bright. Like, their future is so bright, but because of financial reasons, they can't elevate. I want to help them, like, across the world.
Oh, because I was going to ask you realistically, where
like,
would that
across
be?
The world. Not just Jamaica. Like, you have kids all over the world who need help, right? It's not just Jamaica.
That's very noble of you. I like that. So, what is your... My biggest fear is...
Frogs.
Really?
Hey, if you want me, eat it.
Really?
I don't even want to dry... I don't even want to see it on the TV.
Wow.
I have a phobia for frogs.
That is so...
I'm sweating right now. Hate frogs, my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Oh, okay. So if you could travel anywhere in the world right now, tomorrow, where would you go?
Dubai.
Why?
The billionaires.
Yeah? Okay.
Step on Escort game.
Exactly. Wow, okay. So your biggest mistake on social media was?
Whatever. Oh, that little incident when I was going to New York the other day and I was cussing that girl, but she called me a bitch. Mm. She called me a bitch for no reason.
What's that about? I missed that.
When I was going to New York last week, I was cussing this girl that she's stink and frowsy, and because I touched her and she's like, bitch, don't touch me. And I'm like, what? Girl, did you see that I'm black?
Yeah.
What are you saying to me?
Yeah.
So I finished her, and my management got really pissed, and I had to apologize to my fans. The ratchet behavior, I'm sorry, but I couldn't help.
Boom. So, well, one thing that you'd want to change in your world would be?
My sharp mouth. Like, I think I have a problem with that. I do.
How are you going to correct it?
I try to keep my tongue inside.
That's not possible. But I mean,
I honestly don't know how I'm gonna correct it, but I'd really like to tone it down a bit. I would.
Okay. It's a conscious decision. Yeah.
I try to keep her there, but she's not having it.
I hear you. So, lastly, your fans are.
My biggest cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys. Mm-hmm. Bring the pom-poms out.
Yay! I just think that you're more than meets the eyes, and I really, really appreciate you giving me the time so I could learn you and we could all learn you. And
I appreciate you guys taking the time to come and learn me.
Yes, good. Well, thank you.
And let people know who I am.
Yes. And I think that you, Nelly Diamond, Dime Doll, Narlin, Nelly, all of your names, you have made a mark on me personally.
Aww.
And you've made a mark in your world, and I just want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's talk on camera. So this is Nelly so Diamond, Dime Doll, Team Nelly. Let's go.
Queen Wave.
Thank you so much.
Crazy. Thanks, guys.
Yes.
Thank you, Flower.
You're welcome. This is Flower Price, and we are here with Talk It Media. For the new favorite show, I was, but now I am. Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is good.
So my outfit was sponsored by So Chic Toronto. That's downtown Toronto. Check out this fit. It fits like a glove. I love it so much. The arms are exaggerated for my pleasure, and there's layers. Love it. How do you like it?
Life is getting great, but stress all around me. God bless my family, guide those who don't want to be. Provide for those that achieve. Let the lost be found, I found my peace. And now I'm trying to keep it in sight. But on a Sabbath, they invite me out for the night. I went out without a fight, having children socialize. In a minute is why. Top balance is fine, just casual, but still outshine. Sucks sometimes, I'm just way too shy, but damn, she's so fine. What would be the point of coming out if I can't say hi? Can't just stare too long, time just flies. And before you know it, it'll be the end of the night.